This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Yes, it's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on every week in the News Talk Radio business. And here is the business leader, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, joins us every week at this time. We start off with the official list, the stories, the top 10 stories, and then the list of the top 10 people. And then where we go after that, nobody knows. Where we go, nobody knows.
The excitement of spontaneous discussion.
Oh, it is. Pretty amazing, right? Could you imagine when you were a youngster being able to have all of this power and influence? So many people hang on your every word. Amazing.
I'm not so sure about that.
You are?
I certainly don't see it that way. I see it more like every word has to be earned. And not have anybody do any hanging whatsoever.
Hang am I.
It's like, you folks interested in what I have to say? Okay, here I go.
Help yourself.
And at number 10, on the aforementioned stories chart, we have the Russia-Ukraine war, which just grinds on. Have you noticed, Doug, it's starting to become like background
news? Yeah, right, buzz.
Which doesn't make it any less important
no.
And doesn't make it any less consequential or dangerous. But it's so funny, with something like that, you see the difference between the actual importance of a news story and where it falls in terms of our consciousness, our news, and our conversation.
Mm-hmm.
At number 9, we have U.S.-China relations. At number 8, we have concerns about artificial intelligence. At number 7, we have Pride Month and LGBTQ activism. We have the Schiff censure attempt at number 6. At number 5, the economy and the Fed on interest rates. That's also a very vague topic that you hear whatever spin the person talking about it or presenting it has based on an isolated set of facts. I've never seen the economy be more vague than it is right now.
And therefore,
I'm serious.
And I was saying this earlier to some of my colleagues, how business has never been, in terms of how I run my business, which is an independent production company that produces various programs, but the way the business is right now, the Goliaths, there are two or three of them, who are sucking all the advertising out of the business, and it's very difficult for anybody else to survive. It's one of these strange things I've never seen or experienced before in having done this program for, 35, going into my 36th year of doing the Good Day program. It's amazing.
Wow. And the Talk Radio Countdown show has been on the air now.
Yep.
For approximately 32, 33 years.
Yep.
3 years.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. At number 6, we have the...
Especially when you consider how good we sound now.
That's an interesting question.
Well, it wasn't a question, it was a statement, but it's okay. You can ask the question. If you want. Hey, do we sound the same now as we did 32 years ago?
Yes. I'd hope we sound better, but whatever the word sound...
I think we sound smarter. I think
sound. How do we sound? The actual sound, or is it the content of the sound?
Both.
These are old.
Yeah, okay. Both those things.
All right. Okay. So we're at number 4, the immigration migrant busing and all of that. At number 3, we have spending cuts legislation. At number 2, the 2024 presidential race, which is off and running. And number one, the arraignment of Donald Trump. Mm. On the people survey, we have at number 10, Anthony Blinken. Winking and ninking?
Winking, blinking, and nod. We were fine. That, we were reaching for that in the last hour, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Were you? So yeah. It's something okay. that sort of pops up. Yeah. Francis Suarez at number 9.
I want to be president. How do you say that in Spanish? El Presidente. Right?
I guess so. I don't know. Mm. At number 8, Adam Schiff. Greg Abbott at 7. Kevin McCarthy at 6. RFK Jr. at 5. Pence and Christie at 4. Biden at 3. Jack Smith and Eileen Cannon at 2. And Donald Trump is at number 1. And he just continues to be the driving force of American conversation and politics.
Yeah.
This is definitely the truth.
With you?
With me?
Is he the driving force of conversation with you?
Well, when I talk about the driving force in our industry, I have to talk about it.
Yeah, and no, I'm just I'm curious as to, I kind of swim against the tide. I find that that this whole thing is banal. What I found the most interesting thing associated with Trump and the coincidence of Suarez announcing he's running for president on the same day that Trump gets indicted. So after the indictment, Trump goes into a restaurant in Little Havana. It's not a big, it's the Versailles restaurant, not a big restaurant. He goes in, everybody's cheering and clapping for him, and he says, "Food! Free food for everybody!" And then he ducks out and doesn't pay the bill.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, so that's what I'm telling you.
I know that Trump has a history of not paying bills.
Yes, he does. Yeah.
Anybody who knows him, anybody who's ever worked with him can tell you.
He's a chiseler and a cheat. Yep. That's what he does. He screws business people over. And he's well known for that. It's not like that's
well
a
known.
Secret.
Well known. I mean, there would be a parade of people if you said, who's been cheated by Donald Trump?
Went bankrupt. Right. Any number of ways. Anyway, so does that speak to, here's maybe an anecdotal side note. Does that speak to corporate greed? There's a whole thing this week that's a buzz underneath the economy. Number 5 on the list this week is the realities of what's going on in our economy, the fact the Fed did not increase interest rates, the fact that the inflation rate now is half what it was at the beginning of the year, down to 4%. Fed says they'd like it to be 2%, but it's going in the right direction. Car sales are going up. A couple of people I know who are in the real estate business say that this past week has shown just a little bit of an uptick. There are mortgages, 30-year mortgages around for 6.4%, which hasn't also been seen for, that rate hasn't been seen for months. There are still banks that are saying they don't have the money to lend, but, you look at all of this stuff, and then the subtext to this is what we can afford to pay. There are a lot of people who are focusing on the economy and what you pay for cars, what you pay for food, and the best example people are bringing up, Michael, is the cost of gasoline and how corporate greed with Mobil, Exxon, and these others, and the Saudis have added to the problem, and whether they have any conscience at all. The prices, we have this all the time. When there's a recession, the prices go up, and then when things start to go back down, certain things never go down, really, and gasoline is one of them. Right? I mean, look around and see the other things that stay high-priced even when the trend should be that they go down. The fair way of doing it, or at least the consumer's thought, is that they ought to go down, and they don't.
Well, it's misleading, because when we talk about the rate of inflation is going down, we're talking about the rate of increase is slowing. It doesn't mean that costs of items, that prices are going down. So when they say last month there was 6% inflation and this month there's 5% inflation, some people think, prices have come down 1%. No, prices are still going up. They're just going up 1% slower than they did a month ago.
Right.
Now this is a major misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. That people have. You follow what I'm saying?
Yeah, very much so. Yes.
Yeah. So inflation is not coming down the rate of inflation is lower, but inflation means prices are going up. That's why prices remain high, even though they talk about inflation going down, because the prices aren't going down. When prices go down, that's called deflation. And here's the part that's so bizarre. As bad as inflation is, and everybody talks about how dangerous inflation is, deflation is even more dangerous when the economy starts shrinking. So it's like this very little thin zone where you can breathe economically between inflation and deflation. And when they talk about the economy grew 2% last month, that sounds good. But that's very tied into inflation. Most people don't understand any of this, including economists, and I find the whole topic very frustrating.
Well, without being self-serving, I would say that the brilliance in the last 90 seconds of conversation put forth by you is really the reason that talk radio has a place in the American drama. The fact that there is information there in that conversation that I would guarantee 50, 60, maybe 70% of the audience didn't know. And that's why this is not trying to be professors of the air, but we're bringing something to you. Michael did with that explanation that I dare say you wouldn't hear anywhere on a general interest talk radio program. You might hear it at Bloomberg or on some of the financial shows. But yet it's something that's relative. It's important. It's to understand how the system works and why you get frustrated by it. There it is. Michael just in encapsulated form explained why this situation that exists is so frustrating, because the words are counterintuitive in reality, right? Inflation, deflation, and let's call the whole thing off. Because we need to. Let's get back to
thank you for the nice comments. But it's always bugged me how statistics lie. And how statistics are used very effectively by liars.
It's like science. Science is an acquired taste, because it's always disproving itself. So anyway, lots to talk about as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up, and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There are no other programs in existence anywhere in the Western world. In fact, in the Northern Hemisphere, and I would venture to say the Southern Hemisphere as well, there are no programs that focus on News Talk Radio, even though, and I'm not being facetious now, most every other language, News Talk has become so popular. We all know there's a consultant, actually a couple of consultants that we know, Michael, who specialize in News Talk Radio in other countries. They were program directors here, and then they became known as consultants, and they now travel around the world advising News Talk stations all over the world, in various languages, how to do it. Which I find, I don't know, is that a great compliment, do you think, for American talk radio?
On a certain
spread.
Level, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. But talk radio and news talk radio particularly, but any kind of talk format, it really depends on the culture and the rules and the laws to have its flavor, to have its nature. And a lot of the things that happen in American talk radio don't translate to other cultures, either culturally or legally. So it's not an easy thing to
but
do.
The bombastic nature of the hosts themselves?
Bombastic nature of hosts.
Yeah.
The criticism of elected officials, criticism of government policy, and the nature of argument. The nature of argument is different in many cultures.
Mm-hmm.
So we live in a bubble in the United States in terms of what we consider to be popular culture and American culture, American rules and regulations. And when you leave this country and you try to do something that relates to these basic principles in other places, it doesn't always work. And that which works here may not work there. That which mm-hmm. gets a rise out of people may fall on deaf ears and get no reaction whatsoever. Or a hostile reaction that it's impolite or that it's, exaggerates. There's such a difference in culture when it comes to this that it's really tough to export it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, there's an overview of sort of the philosophy behind it. Let's get back to the countdown, as Casey Kasem used to say. And now, back to the countdown. Number 7 this week on the list, Pride Month. There's a city in Michigan that has voted to permanently ban pride flags from display on public property. As I was looking at this, I was thinking, okay, what is, because last week was Flag Day, and what is the proper way to display our American flag and then some of these other flags, like the Pride flag, on public property? That's not really the issue here. What the issue is, some people say, the narrow-mindedness of some politicians. How do you think we should view something like the banning of Pride flags and Pride Month?
Well, I mean, banning is a serious word, but when it has to do with flags which represent political positions, and when the pride issue becomes politicized, it's understandable why some people feel that the displaying of political flags on public property is not necessarily a good thing, because not everybody, in terms of that thing called the public, supports
right.
that position.
So the rule that they passed restricts the city from flying any religious, any racial, any political, any sexual orientation group flags on public ground. So I guess well, I don't have a problem with that.
But that is understandable, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, it is.
To a certain degree, you may feel that the thing that's being banned is, how could they ban goodness and, you know, openness?
Right.
And
or they'd say, I was a homophobe because I don't want to support pride. That's not what I said. At all, but somebody
well,
would twist
will,
it around.
People will react to things with the most severe, negative reaction.
Yeah,
and that's
right, exactly.
Where we're at with
that. All right, we keep going. Another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show coming right up.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi, risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand, nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is traveling to Beijing this weekend. Blinken's trip marks a rare high-level meeting between the United States and China in a period of heightened tension. His visit helps pave the way for additional meetings, including a potential one-on-one between President Biden and Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping later this year. Communication and meetings between the United States and China have soured in the last few years due to the pandemic and political tensions. The president of Belarus says the nation has started taking delivery of nuclear weapons from Russia. President Alexander Lukashenko said that some of the tactical nuclear weapons are three times more powerful than the atomic bombs the U.S. dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. The deliveries mark the first time Moscow has deployed less powerful, shorter-range nuclear weapons outside of Russia. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
And balanced. That's what we are, Michael, right? It's our Radio Countdown. So we're fair and balanced. And we mean it. And if you don't believe us, just listen for a while. And you'll get to the bottom of that. Right?
I don't know if we're fair and balanced. I don't know if anything human is fair and balanced. I think that we're inherently biased.
Mm-hmm. You mean fair and balanced didn't mean fair and balanced when Fox used it?
They actually meant it in a way that was misunderstood.
How's that?
They meant that against the backdrop of all the media, they contributed to the fairness and balance of it by providing a point of view that most of the media was not.
Really?
That was their intention.
Tell you that. Did that what they else told you?
Well, that was something I heard said by people defending it, and it made sense on a certain level. Of course, when we reached the point where every major platform defined itself by its bias,
right?
And we have what's called targeted audiences, then the term started to sound silly and you know,
yeah,
disingenuous. Mm-hmm. But that originally, when Fox News Channel came on Fair and Balanced, they meant that that was an opposite point of view to CNN or to MSNBC, to, you know, to the other news outlets, mm-hmm. and that the ideal situation would be that when you look at the entire spectrum, there's something for the left, there's something for the right, there's something in the middle, mm-hmm. but it didn't work out that way.
Nope, it didn't. And now it's interesting because a lot of people who listen to one side call it just noise. Like a lefty listening to Fox, that's just noise. Or a Fox supporter or a right-winger would listen to them and say, that's just noise. And so how do you, we get back to the question about what really is fair and balanced. And I've said that I thought News Nation was among the stuff that's out there now. But that's just television. That doesn't speak to social media, doesn't speak to newspapers, the print, et cetera, et cetera. And it's worrisome. Because it used to be that in colleges we would have courses in objective journalism. And now it isn't objective at all. It's not even how to write. I think I told you once my daughter created a course or a series of courses in a department, in the English department at UCLA, which what flabbergasted most people is that nobody in the largest public college, and some people say arguably the best public university in the country, in a city which depended on writers for its very existence, because it's such a company city, that no course in teaching writing with specifics on television and movie, you know, script writing, didn't exist. And so, you know, you get to that, it just seemed amazing. But the reason I bring it up is because being taught how to write is an important thing that seems to be overlooked now in journalism schools. It's all about what to think instead of, well, it isn't even what to think, it's how to think, right? And so that's what...
Well, you're talking the difference between the substance and the skills.
Yes, thank you.
You know, it's like, what good could a baseball team be if they have brilliant strategy, but they drop the ball? They mm-hmm. can't throw the ball to each other.
Bruckner, you know, remember him?
You know, well, yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. But skills, basic skills. So to be a journalist, one would think that they have the basic skills of writing. Mm-hmm. If you don't have the skills of writing, it doesn't matter what side you're on. You present it in a literate manner. And and that's right. we need. I enjoy one of the things about radio broadcasting. I enjoy the skills of it. I enjoy just the, you know, the process of creating sounds and stitching them together in a continuum mm-hmm. that's called a radio show or a radio station. I just like that. It doesn't matter if they're playing country music or rock music or they're left or they're right. You know, but. There's more to communication than just the skills. It's what are you using those skills for? What message, the medium and the message all have to come into, to use a word you used before, balance. And that gets tricky, and that's why we have college courses in these situations.
This is our weekly course in what's going on News Talk Radio, the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine. These charts are available every week on display at talkers.com and goodayshow.com. Number six story this week has to do with the censure of Adam Schiff, who is controversial, not my cup of tea necessarily, but Democrats seem to like him, but there was a vote that was taken to censure him. 20 Republicans voted no with the Democrats. How dare they? Right? And then the lists were all over the place of the 20 Republicans who opposed the effort to censure him. Mm-hmm. And that became a big...
Well, the Republicans have to deal right now with their internal conflicts,
mm-hmm.
and it all comes down to Donald Trump. It all comes down to Trumpism.
Sure does. Yep.
And this is something that's going on in conservative media, talk radio, certainly politics, certainly.
So what happens to people like our friend Sean Hannity, who is so aligned with Donald Trump, and others who also have been so aligned? My own partner here, Jennifer Horn, has been unmistakably tied top to bottom to Donald Trump. So what happens during all of this embarrassment? They'll legitimize their support by saying, well, Biden did it or Hillary did it. And I said to Jennifer when she said that earlier on the Talk Radio Review today, that doesn't make it right. And I don't know that she's very smart, and she always comes back with a good retort. I didn't remember that there was a great retort to that, because two wrongs don't make a right. So what if Hillary did it? That justifies Trump doing it? I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Does it?
Well, that's one aspect of the debate. Other aspects of the debate is, what do you mean by she did it? Is it the same? Mm-hmm. Are the so-called crimes of Biden and Hillary and even Pence the same as Trump, or are there differences? And when you get into the differences, that second layer of conversation, that's when arguments break down. What aboutism is just mind-numbing.
Well, what about, you know, this one?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You just drove through a red light, Mr. Stephan. Oh, yeah, but what about my neighbor over there? He just did it, too.
Right. I actually remember being stopped for speeding once a long time ago. I was in my 20s, and I said to the police officer, look at all those people that are driving by us that are going faster than I was. He said, yeah, but I caught you.
That's part of law enforcement.
Yeah, huh?
If you just happen to be at a place where there's a cop. Yeah. It's a whole different thing than if you get away with it. If you get away with it, it still doesn't mean it's not against the law.
No.
Right. But fair and balanced starts with each person's attitude toward life. What do you bring to the table as a human being in terms of your judgment of things? And are you basically a dishonest, self-serving SOB, or are you somebody who cares about humanity and has a degree of charity and, concern for empathy in your heart? And that's where it all starts. You can't blame a system or blame a medium or a platform. You have to look at the cellular level, and that is each person and what's in their heart.
Yep.
And these are commentaries on the state of humanity.
All right, a couple of more items here, and then I want to get to some of the things at talkers.com. Number four this week, the immigration situation. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas sent a busload of people to Los Angeles. Welcome to Los Angeles. We'll take you down Hollywood and Vine, take you up Santa Monica Boulevard. Remember that famous song? That the people who came from these small border towns didn't quite know what to do when they dumped them out in Los Angeles. That's where a lot of migrants go anyway. This made it faster for them.
Yeah, right.
Than anything else, right? Yeah, get them fast. You know, have to walk. Give you a bus.
This is all grandstanding. It's all grandstanding.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, gave a little bit of a chance for a spotlight position for Greg Abbott and Malcolm Newsom.
Yeah. All right. You mean Greg Newsom?
Greg Abbott.
Malcolm Newsom. What's the governor of California's name?
Oh, gosh, but we're both having brain farts.
Right. Yes, we were. And we are. All right, one more.
Gavin Newsom.
Thank you. Yes, him. Another
Gavin and Malcolm, Greg.
Right. Yeah, they're all grandstanders.
Doug
all right,
Newsom.
The Air Force, the war in the Ukraine and our relationship with China coming to a head this week to a point. There are a bunch of F-22s that have been sent over. This is something else that wasn't much talked about this week. Some of the news talk radio stations and programs. The F-22s that have been sent over to the Middle East. The Russians, the F-22, they're called Raptors. They were sent to the U.S. Central Command Area of Responsibility in the Middle East because the Russians are being provocative. They are taunting Americans. And so as the Russians continue to push not only in Ukraine but to show interest in other areas, it's deemed unsafe for our allies, so we sent a bunch of F-22s over to kind of convince the Russians to mind their own business. And here we go, the military-industrial complex, which I think is an important part of not only relations with Russia and China, but the economy and how much of our economy is based on the on war, mm-hmm. right? The military-industrial, how many people's jobs depend on us building bombs and and building planes and building ships and stuff. $800 billion now in the defense budget. That's a conversation piece in itself, isn't it?
It has been for years, yep. And you know, it relates back to that economy conversation we had earlier, yep. But also you know, the nature of our country, and also whether or not we have to be vigilant in terms of protecting our interests around the world. Yep. You know, there are a lot of levels to this argument, Doug.
Yeah, there are, Michael. You're right. All right, we're going to get to the Talkers Heavy 100 has been released at talkers.com. The list, as I say, is always there for the top 10 when it comes to the countdown of the gooddayshow.com and talkers.com. Also, an interesting overview of the panel discussions that are being released bit by bit, piece by piece at talkers.com. So we'll get to all of that right after this. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. We were just talking off here about the people who call in with references. They're happy to tell you about Calitran. That's pretty unusual, isn't it?
It is, because Calitran is proven for not only the weight loss, but the side benefits. And when you have a product that's so good for you all around, you know, people just rave about it. They really do, you know, especially when you've tried something else that didn't work, or maybe multiple things that didn't work, or you've done the crazy diets, you've done the crazy workout plans. You start seeing results after about the first month. You're sleeping better. You've got more energy. You're feeling like you did when you were younger.
How do you, when people call, you know, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen?
You know, so we've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose, or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more.
Everything available in stock now. Go to toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping. So get it, lose, and be better for it. That's it. Calitran. Okay, so first, the interview, Michael Harrison's MH interview this week, focusing on a name and an association with somebody with the name. This is a very interesting connection that came about from the convention, right?
Yeah, she popped up at the convention. Her name is Karen Knotts. She's a librarian, an actress, a voice artist, a one-woman show person, and an author. And her father is Don Knotts, the iconic comedian, late comedian. He died a number of years ago now.
Yeah.
About 18 years ago. And she flirts with talk radio as a guest and would love to be a host. She came to the Talkers Convention. Everybody loved her. She's a real sweet, interesting, fun person. And I said, hey, let's do the, I got to get back to doing the podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't do it for a couple of weeks because of the convention. And we had a nice time, and people are enjoying the conversation. It's a little bit off the beaten path, but not that far off the path.
Right. All right. So there's that. The release of the various specialty sessions also at talkers.com, right?
Yeah, for people who enjoy behind the scenes and talk radio, it's all there. You know, we put one session a day, one speech a day for the next few weeks. There was that much content in the at the event, and it's interesting videos of the actual people talking about the issues behind the scenes in the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the listeners to this show find what's going on in the talk business interesting. So there it is,
and thus the attention to the list. The Heavy 100, I don't know that there's too many surprises. Actually, the first two are no surprise, Hannity and Ramsey. I found Brian Kilmeade being at number 3 is interesting. Levin has been in there at number 4. And Dana Loesch, I thought that was interesting, at number 5.
Well, she represents women in politics. She's the highest ranked female. You know, there's different reasons for it. It's very subjective.
Yeah, no, I understand that. All right, so check it out at talkers.com. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNTeam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Batman. Okay, that's not what we're. That's not the theme here. This is the other theme. Chuck Curry is here, our movie moments man, in charge of movie information, what's going on in videos, entertainment in general, and film in the television circle. So, Chucker, why are we playing that theme? Yes.
Well, that's the original theme to Tim Burton's Batman, which came out in 1989. I got a chance to see The Flash last night with Michael Keaton reprising his role of Bruce Wayne Batman in the film. I tell you, Michael Keaton, it was an absolute pleasure to watch him back as Batman 31 years later after Batman Returns came out in theaters, Doug, back in 1992. I remember 89 when Batman came out. It was probably the most highly hyped, marketed movie of all time, and it really changed the way blockbusters were produced in terms of the studio amplifying the opening weekend importance by basically force-feeding a massive marketing campaign down the American public's throat and also worldwide to get him into a movie theater. Batman in 89 was the top-grossing movie of all time in its opening weekend. I think it did $55 million on like 2,200 screens. Now movies like The Flash, which opened last night, opened on like 4,500 screens. I don't want to talk about the box office. It's tracking around $70 million, which is below what I thought it would do. I don't know if it's superhero exhaust or people just tired of the genre in general. But for me, this movie might be a little polarizing, but I enjoyed it a lot. And I tell you why, as I told you off air, I thought Ezra Miller who's Barry Allen, the Flash, a guy who's troubled off screen, but he's a very quirky personality, and I love his quirkiness on film. I thought his performance playing two Barry Allens was outstanding. I mean, it was a terrific performance. I think Michael Keaton, who's in the movie a lot, is not a wasted moment. All his scenes are important. I thought he brought his A game. He was having a good time back in his role. This actress who was relatively unknown named Sasha Kali, as Supergirl, I thought was really good. Movie has a bunch of cameos. As I told you off the air, I'm not going to give it away, but the last scene in the movie, which alters something, and you see a new character, a new actor that I did not expect as Batman, it was a jaw-dropper, and I think it's going to have audiences really buzzing, whether they like it or they don't like it. But overall, I give this film an 8 out of 10. I think it's well worth seeing if you like the genre. I think the storyline is a lot of it's character-driven, Doug. It feels a lot like Back to the Future, especially the first half of this movie. And I got to tell you, last thing, it made me think and reminisce a lot about time, the importance of time in our life, because, you know, there's an old saying, the greatest commodity on earth is time, and I agree with that. And as you age a little, it makes you think more, but the one message this movie does have is you really can never go back and change things. You can only go forward. And I like that message, so I like this film.
All right. A couple of other things. Netflix has a docuseries that it's doing on sharks, and apparently some of the crew got attacked by the sharks. Kind of looks like a scene from Jaws. If you've seen it floating around on social media, it's called Our Planet. David Attenborough is the narrator. They were collecting footage, and this is off the Hawaiian Islands.
You know, I read an article that stated that at this point in time, there has never been more sharks in the ocean than there is now.
Right.
Pretty scary if you think about it. I would say this. It probably hurts to get bit by a shark, no?
Probably does, yes. I would say there are probably a lot more two-legged sharks as well as the ones that swim around. I think that you could be sure of as well.
I like that one.
All right. Patrick Duffy his role at Bobby Ewing. Did you see this? All the hoopla.
No.
Why in the world now? These people are talking about them, the people that were on the show, the co-stars were ticked off because they brought Bobby Ewing back. I said, after all this time, these people
really?
Were talking on a podcast about how they were offended. Steve Canale talking, and there's some kind of a cast reunion in Palm Springs going on, 45th anniversary of Dallas, so they
he
all started.
Greg. Listen, I think Patrick Duffy on that show, and I love Dallas, was equally important as Larry Hagman's JR. And even though it was what they call a jump to shark moment, where one season was an entire dream and he comes back in the shower and his wife, Pam, dreamed the whole season, I think they needed to do that to keep that show going on a very high creative level. And Patrick Duffy was, I think, an awesome talent as Bobby Ewing on Dallas. I loved him.
So there's a thumbs up from Chucker on that one.
Yes.
All right, Chuck Curry, Monday morning, he'll be back. On the, this is kind of a quasi-holiday weekend, whether we do box office totals on Monday or Tuesday, we'll see how it shapes up. Chuck is here with us every day at this time on Good Day. Speaking of time, 59 after the hour.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.